History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, besides.
Get it.
And you get over here like all full with enthusiasm.
Get it. All right, we're right here at Transplants.
Take two.
Hey, we just recycled that.
We fucked up.
We recycled.
At least it's 20 take minutes two. Of talking to knowledge.
It's take two, guys. Your manager.
Nobody will get that joke anymore.
It was funny the first time.
Your manager, bro.
Nobody's.
You fucked up, bro. I'm going to tell your manager.
Nah, dude.
You fucked up.
I'm just going to enjoy my juice now.
You fucked up, bro. Yeah.
Wow. We're just okay. Talking to some
all right. Progress. We are at Transplants.
What's up, everybody? We're at Transplants.
It's a brewery.
Let's go.
Later, we're going to get some brewskis.
Yeah. Ramsey's buying me one. That's what he told me.
Eric over here is trying to capitalize on everyone here.
I'm not.
Yes, he is.
Just because a friend needs a beer, it's wrong.
He just wants free shit.
I don't want free shit.
He wants free shit. Beware vendors.
This is what bad vibes look
beware
like, everybody.
Vendors.
Nobody gets the reference
you
of
guys,
any of this.
You guys look like you guys were an ex-couple, bro.
Dude, for real.
What's going on? You guys hung out one day and this is what happens?
This is what happens, man.
One day without me and this is what happens, bro.
Negativity.
Reach out friction.
All right.
Reach
out friction, bro.
Evan's calling this camera, camera A, and then that camera, camera B.
The B camera.
He gave that name. He gave that name. So, and we got familiar faces. G-Fam in the house.
G-Fam, the children.
And then we have ex-co-hosts in the building.
Who?
My brother.
Man.
He's not happy about that.
You know who's coming? Gilligan.
Gilligan.
Yeah,
Gilbert.
Oh, yeah. Gills.
Gilbert.
You know, I was just thinking about that guy on my way over here.
Yeah, all the way from Texas, bro.
I was just like, damn. I remember he made us wait for like an hour for his ass.
Yeah.
I'm mad at that still.
Yeah.
Tell him about it. I'm tired of that shit, bro.
Yeah, you sound like you have like some sort of resentment.
I do. I was a bit irritated.
You look like an angry dad today.
I am.
You look like someone
I'm a yell.
This roast is good. Let's just get on it, bro.
I'm a yeller.
Yeah, you just came from church.
Hey.
And now you're over here sinning.
And that's how much that's got
what
on
am
your
I doing?
Today.
What am I doing?
Looking at people.
I am. That's all we got to see. People here selling Pokemon cards and beautiful things.
Yeah, okay.
That's what we're doing here, everybody.
Okay.
Let me get you started with your whole am I gonna pound stuff.
Hey.
You get your wife mad with that.
No, I asked you if you were down to pound a few brewskis.
No, you don't pound, bro. No, he said, what did he say, Erwin? What did he say?
Are you down to pound?
I meant the brewskis. We're right here at Transplants, guys.
No.
We're here at Transplants.
No.
We're here.
Aye.
We got a guy dressed up in, God knows what it is.
I thought Doc was going to dress up today.
Let's say hi to him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a captain.
Captain, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, dude? You're all
say hi to the camera, bro, right here.
We got a GoPro.
Right there. Say hi. What's going on, bro?
Yeah. He's so cute. You're adorable, man. He's like a teddy bear.
Nice.
Just give him a hug.
Dude.
Give him a hug.
Give him a hug.
Bro. Reminds me of Captain Crunch.
Nobody hugged me ever in my life. Like
So what are your expectations for today, Mr. Enrique?
Yeah.
You know, a really cool vibe, you know what I mean? Like, you know, the homie Ramsey's going to buy me a brewski. We're going to just chill. We're going to talk to cool voice actors. I'm excited for that. That's going to be a vibe. I did a little bit of a background on them, a little research.
A little background check?
Yeah, me and my wife investigated. We're looking. We're just like, who it is? Who did it be?
Yeah.
Who did
anything cool? Before we,
I ain't gonna tell you because I did my homework.
He did his homework.
I've been working, bro.
That's true. I can't deny it. No.
Eric has been doing his homework. I'm very proud of him.
What about you, bud?
We'll see if he aces it.
You should hold.
I'm going to hold off my questions. I'm gonna let you go ahead first.
I'm gonna wing it.
I'm gonna see you wing. I want to see you fly.
I am a what they call a professional.
He is a wingman.
And I was like telling him,
call me the wingman.
Well, I better not be hearing beautiful five in one sentence.
Why would I say beautiful? Why on God earth would I say beautiful?
I remember hearing you interview
I call myself beautiful.
You said that's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, because the story, whatever, that's a beautiful story.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
I'm going to say it right now. It's a beautiful event.
We all fucking up already.
Is it gay to call another man beautiful?
No, man.
No?
No.
I'll say he's a handsome man. Ain't no shame in that.
Who?
No, beautiful.
I wouldn't say beautiful.
But he would.
I wouldn't mind calling somebody beautiful.
No, a man.
A man?
A man.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
A nice, hairy, masculine man.
You can find a way.
Like a Thor.
Say, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? If you're vibing and you go, hey, man, you know what? You're beautiful.
So you wouldn't mean in a physical fit.
No, in every way.
Okay.
Physical.
So physical.
In every way.
As he walks away.
That's crazy, dude. Like camel.
Camel?
Bro, I know what you're looking at.
Man, that's crazy.
Oh, your wife's gonna get mad at you.
Nah, that's crazy. That Pokemon camel, dude.
Yeah, the Pokemon camel.
That's crazy.
Oh my god, you're blinded, bro. His wife got
a box.
His wife got
the toy.
Check, bro.
The toy.
He can't even see anymore.
I'm blind, bro. By default, I'm blinded. I'm married, guys. I'm married. Okay.
Yeah, we could tell.
Settle down.
Can't see anymore, bro.
Settle down.
Your wife took out your eyes.
Yeah, she gouged them out, bro.
You got artificial eyes.
I got AI eyes. She's like programming. She sees what I see.
She started a startup for your eyeballs, dude. That's
it. Made me forget what I was gonna tell you, bro.
Either way, man. This is the vibe. I'm excited. When we're gonna take a break for that brewski, man?
I'm gonna go eat first, bro.
Yeah, let's eat first. I got my lunch.
I'm hungry, bro.
What's your wife make you, bro?
Dude, my wife packed me up with healthy stuff.
Didn't your wife do this last time? You're like, my wife got me nice and packed up, bro.
No, that was you, bro.
Not me.
That's on Instagram on you.
Not me.
Oh, yeah, that's true, bro. Yeah, all the
time.
I don't
remember that.
All the time, bro. All the time.
On Instagram.
The wifey. The wifey.
Oh!
Follow Rams.
All right.
His Instagram. If you
follow my personal, I sometimes post.
Everything. The wifey. The sometimes, bro. Every day.
They got my man a hostage. Why you post me, Ram?
All right. I sometimes post my wife's cooking, okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey.
The wifey.
Hey, I get people always
He was married.
I always get people liking that shit. They're telling me, hey, bro.
Is it a bunch of
girls? Perumbita, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, y'all the ones hating.
Yeah. We're hating because you hate on everybody else, bro.
Y'all wish y'all could have a plate like that. Yeah, yeah. Y'all wish could have a plate like that, huh?
The wifey.
Yeah, the wifey.
With the wifey.
Hashtag wifey baby miss.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy. This is a great episode, everybody.
I love the art.
This is great.
I love the art.
This is fantastic, everybody.
Yeah.
Is it kind of gay that when guys do that, though, Mr. Enrique, in your opinion?
Do what?
When they overboast as far as, like, when it comes down to, like, the concepts of what you're doing with your wife. Or even your girlfriend. I would even say putting in girlfriend terms.
Like posting shit?
Yeah.
Like me?
It's hard to tell, man.
Similar.
It's hard to tell. You know, some people are happy and excited to share their partners.
Or do you think it's just one of those things because they have nothing else going on in their life that they have to post something like that?
It's difficult to say, man. I mean,
See you posting that.
Because I like everything private. I like my family private. I like everything to be away from what I do.
Yeah.
I want my family to, you know, I might say some crazy ass shit. You know, I don't want to get
anybody. Gilbert's in the house.
Gilligan,
he just walked in.
Yeah, because
what's with the mustache?
I'm gonna roast
him. Grew a mustache. Roast him.
A young, chubby Freddie Mercury.
And the only reason I said this is because I realized that during the Little Brown Boys, the whole impact of the Power Ranger shit.
Yeah.
That shit just got out of hand and got out of the podcast.
Yeah. Don't bring that energy over here.
Start fucking up the money for them in a way.
But that was the actual business side. Did it affect their personal?
In a way, they started like...
Did they get fired on anything?
I think they started to know where they live.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Something like that.
Oh, shoot.
Very threats.
Hey, checking up on you, bro. Your boss just walked by.
And just because I was on that episode, I got threats, too.
Well, that's because you reposted it, too.
Yeah.
You brought that energy upon yourself.
Yeah, you reposted it, and you were commenting or review of people actually giving your review.
I thought it was funny. I thought it was good. I was like, I saw an opportunity.
You're putting the fire, not out, but you're actually making it even go even like, let's extend this.
You know, put some gas in here. You know what? I saw an opportunity.
Yeah,
I gotta get some poppy shit.
What was your biggest threat?
They're gonna kill me, I think, or some shit.
Well, you were getting death threats?
Yeah, because of that bullshit. But you know, who knows if it's, you know, it's just a bunch of bullshit. But it gets weird, dude.
Was that actually a good, unique threat, though?
That he's gonna kill me?
Yeah. Like what he's gonna do to you first.
This way.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't say he's gonna kill me. I don't even know, dude. It was kind of creepy, and I just deleted it.
Okay.
You know, I got weirded out.
When you saw that, you were like, okay, that's enough for today.
Yeah, I'm enough for
log
today.
Out.
I'm logging out. I'm not gonna. And then I start getting voicemails.
Bro, we got Pikachu in the house.
What did they say?
You got Pikachu in the house, bro.
It was weird, dude. It was weird. I can't give too much.
You blocked it out.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it's all you can do, bro.
See, I honestly thought you were gonna dress up like that.
Wait, that's not Pikachu.
Hey, no, that's not Pikachu. That's Dragon Tail. Wasn't it Dragonon?
Dragon, what? Pokemon?
Dragonite.
Dragonite? Dragonite. There we go.
Dragonite.
All right, guys. So I think they're going to have to perform something. We're going to take a short break. Grab some food, all right?
Let's go, transplants. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back, guys.
Hey.
Okay, we are here with Kimberly.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us, yeah.
She's a voice actor for anime.
Yes, for anime and games and some French cartoons as well.
Oh, okay. Oui, oui.
Yeah.
French cartoons?
French.
Yeah, French cartoons. Like one of the things that they do, there's a certain company on the East Coast that brings over some like French cartoons. It's like there's like one about like superheroes and they help animals, and there's like another one about soccer. Mm. So things like that.
Nice. And what like anime shows can you tell us that you've been part of?
Yeah, of course. So first of all, my name is Kimberly Ann Campbell.
Yes.
And I've been like doing voice acting for like several years at this point.
Nice.
More than 10?
I want to say about 8.
Oh, okay, we're getting there. Eight or nine. Let's go. Yeah, dude. Nice.
Yeah, so the very first anime that I ever recorded for was Hunter x Hunter.
Nice. That's a very popular one.
Yeah.
It's very popular. My siblings love that show, I think.
Yeah.
I played like a pretty small character because I had just moved to Los Angeles. Mm. And they recorded that in Burbank. Like, I want to say about a year and a half after I moved to Los Angeles, they were like, yeah, here's a role. Like, they didn't even audition me for the role. They were just like, yeah, you sound like you could fit this role. And it's a pretty small character.
Nice.
Her name is Hina.
Hina.
She only appears in maybe 5 episodes out of like, and again, Hunter x Hunter has like maybe like 130, 140 or so episodes, but she appears in like about 5 of them.
Hey, but that's dope. And how do you like prepare yourself to do in a recording session? Like, do you have anything techniques, or how do you prepare yourself when you do that?
It's pretty good to warm up. Like, I do like facial massage, like that. Also drinking plenty of water.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to like sugary drinks. So, at home, I'm just drinking tea or something like that, or grape juice. But in the studio, it's only water.
Nice.
What about honey? Any honey involved in the
tea? I know a lot of voice actors have honey with tea, but I'm usually, if I'm going to record, I just have water.
Just water.
Okay. Yeah.
Where did this concept of like she going into this type of career come from?
Okay, yeah. So when I was in elementary school, I watched like a lot of cartoons on Nickelodeon. So like Rugrats and Hey Arnold and SpongeBob. So, and also like Powerpuff Girls, Dexter's Laboratory. So I watched nice. Things like that. So
nice.
And I was curious about the voices behind like the characters, because I think there was... On Nickelodeon, I think there was like a behind the scenes of like how a cartoon was recorded, like Hey Arnold. They like at the time they like used like real kids and
I remember
just,
that
talking into the mic, and I'm like, that sounds cool. I think I can do funny voices too.
Yeah. So, so I think it's safe to assume you're a 90s kid.
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah. So I grew up on 90s cartoons.
Yeah.
And
Recess.
No, I wasn't too much into Disney.
Oh, Recess wasn't a show you guys.
I wasn't into
that.
Too
wasn't
much.
Disney Channel.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Yeah,
either.
That was a Disney Channel show, and I was like raised on Nickelodeon. Yeah.
All right, Team Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network?
Cartoon Network was pretty cool too.
Hold on, hold on. Yeah, what's your
which side? Which side?
I would be Team Nickelodeon.
Even though
I do enjoy like again Powerpuff Girls and Dexter's Lab.
Right.
You can't go wrong with those.
Nickelodeon's his own world, huh? It's all top.
Yeah.
He was at one point.
What's the little monkey kid and the
monkey kid?
Yeah.
Thornberries?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I watched that as well. Wild Thornberries.
Yeah, I never got into that.
No, no.
Why'd you mention it? Hey, remember that one TV show that I didn't watch?
So, I wanted to ask you, is it the same techniques to prepare yourself, like when you're about to record, like a singer? You know how like a singer goes,
Yeah, a lot of voice actors also do that.
Yeah.
I don't really do that so much.
No.
But I think it's helpful to me for me to like read things.
Yeah.
So like a lot of the time we don't see the script beforehand.
Oh yeah.
So you're going to have to be able to read things pretty much perfectly the first time. Of course, you know, nobody can do that 100% accurate all of the time.
Yeah.
But it's like you typically don't want to like necessarily have to read the same line 15 times in order to like get it right. For me, I just practice cold reading. I want to say maybe an hour or so before I go into the studio.
Nice. Now, going back into the inspiration of actually becoming the actual like voiceover career based, like, so you saw the behind the scenes in Nickelodeon, then right away you already figured out like this is what I want to do for an actual career, or did you just going to do character voices and this is fun and I'm going to create my own voice?
Oh, no. Okay, so after that, I was like, oh, that would be cool. And what happened after that is that I started getting into, like, a lot of anime. So, my first anime was Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon.
Yeah, it used to be on Toonami Cartoon Network.
Yes, Toonami. Yes.
So, yeah, so that's what I grew up on. I also liked Dragon Ball Z as well.
Oh.
So I watched that, and then because that was like my first introduction to anime, I started getting to other anime.
Yeah.
Also, Pokemon as well. I was a huge Pokemon fan. Watched a little bit of Digimon. Also got into Inuyasha.
Nice.
Right? And so from there, because I watched this anime, this is around the time they really started bringing over manga. So
manga,
like Tokyo Popper and, you know, licensees like that. So what I did was take manga, and at the time we had like Windows sound recorder or something like that.
yeah.
You know, from like the early 2000s, mid 2000s or so. And I would just act out the scenes in the manga, essentially.
Nice.
Yeah, and I would record myself doing that.
Wow.
But, however, my mother is a kind of person where it's like, if it's not science or math related, it's unworthy.
Oh.
So I like, even though a lot of voice actors have like degrees in like theater or acting, not me. I have a major in computer science.
Oh, wow.
Let's go.
Because like, my mother would have never like allowed me to go to college for like some like artsy degree or anything.
Yeah.
So I actually have a degree in computer science.
That's so cool.
But I still wanted to be a voice actor.
Yeah.
And so I started to take classes and eventually, so I'm originally from New York. So I moved to LA in order to pursue voice acting. And now that I'm in a few things that happen to air on like Cartoon Network or Netflix, you know, like I said, I'm in Hunter x Hunter. Also on Crunchyroll, I'm the voice of Nagatoro on Don't Toy With Me, Miss Nagatoro.
You working.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, I'm also Nahida in Genshin Impact.
Hey.
So I'm in like these video games, I'm in these shows, I'm also in like the French cartoons on YouTube.
That's good.
Because my mother can like very easily like look up something on Crunchyroll, look up something on like YouTube or on Netflix or something like that.
Yeah.
She can like see the work that I'm doing, and she now like has like an appreciation for it.
She approves now.
Yeah.
It's so funny how like us, like the kids, at first the parents doesn't see what like why you're doing that, the kind of thing. They don't see it yet, but then like it's kind of like you gotta work for the approval kind of thing. You gotta like prove yourself to your parent in a way, you know, which you don't want to do at the same time because you feel like you don't have to, because you know what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know that's your, that you love doing that.
Yeah.
You know, and like, well, I think the approval, I think it's the cherry on top.
Yeah.
I think it's a security thing for parents like, to understand that.
Yeah.
I want my kids to make the decision so that they could at some point secure their life.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, exactly.
It's more of a parenting thing, if anything. And of course, there anything that isn't unknown or normal for them,
yeah,
they're gonna be like, "Well, I don't know how you're gonna live off of this because they don't understand it."
Very skeptical.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool. You did it, dude.
Is there any actual like character
your
that
mom
you're
just
like
Google you and just like that's my daughter, right?
Yeah. Is there a character that is your favorite to do?
Oh, favorite. It's hard for me to decide that because largely I play like a bunch of kids. Right? I don't get I'm the mature, femme fatale kind of. I don't get that.
Yeah.
I just get characters who sound like this, right?
There you go.
That's just what I'm cast as. So, it's hard for me to decide favorite because, like, they're all different types of fun.
Yeah.
So it's like they're all roller coasters, and roller coasters are fun for most people.
I mean, that, you just show us a little a glimpse of it, and it really took us away. Right?
Yeah.
Can you do a few more, you really like more longer version of that?
Yeah. Okay. So one of my bigger characters that I'm more known for is Nahida in the game Genshin Impact. Yeah. Like a big patch just dropped. I want to say like a week ago. Mm. Nahida is like a pretty big character in that patch. And let's see, she takes down like a villain.
Yeah.
But she's like a tiny little girl. It's like a really scary guy, but she's a tiny little girl.
Yeah.
And she has like, you can like put her on your team and she like fights the villains and things like that.
Nice.
And her lines are like,
"The Temple of Wisdom. Everybody hold hands."
So yeah.
Hello. Can we interview that person real quick?
That character?
Can we interview that character?
Sure.
Is that okay? Oh, it's okay.
Sure.
Okay. Is that weird?
He's excited.
I'm excited.
He's like,
it just took me, it take because we get into that voice character that you really put us in a world.
We're in that world, that anime world
it's
now.
It's incredible.
Yeah. It's we're in burst right now.
It's magical, dude.
Yeah, and people look at me and don't expect that kind of voice to come out of my body at all, but it's like,
it's incredible.
It is what it is.
My socks are blown off, dude. It trips me out.
And this game that you were in, what kind of game is it?
It's like an action game. It's like an RPG game. Yeah. It's developed in China.
Yeah.
But it's like an anime styled.
Yeah.
It's like an anime styled RPG. It's like single player, but there's like a little bit of co-op.
Nice.
But it's largely single player, and there's like a whole ton of characters. Okay, I think the cast is like at least maybe 60 or 70 different characters at this point. Because the game has been running since 2020.
Wow.
Okay.
Do you study your characters, like as far as like when they give you the drawing or some sort of profile of the actual character and you're just looking at them? Is there a way to like actually understand like before you start doing the voice, like what they would sound like?
Yeah. In the case of Nahida and Genshin Impact, because the game is originally from China, they cast the Chinese voice actor first.
Yeah.
The game is also dubbed into Japanese and Korean.
Nice.
So there are always four different voice actors, one for each language, Chinese, Korean, Japanese, and English.
Mm-hmm.
And it all comes out simultaneously. So all of the voice actors record for these patches. And in all four languages, the patches, like the updates to the game, they all come out at the same time. I know there's some games where it's like, okay, well, this game is originally like Japanese and like, so the Japanese version comes out, but then you have to wait like, let's say a few months for like the English version to come out.
Yeah.
It's not like that with Genshin Impact. It's all released simultaneously at the same time. So in the case of Genshin Impact, they showed me like a prototype, like a sketch of the character. Like, not the final design, but like pretty close to what was the final design.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, this is like a 500-year-old god.
Yeah.
You got
but
some fans
she's
looking at
8 years old.
Nice.
So, yeah, like that was literally what they said. She's like hundreds of years old, but she's eight. But hundreds of years old.
She's been eight for hundreds of years.
Yes.
Like that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, even though she's a child, she like has like some wisdom and. And also they sent over like a clip of what she sounded like in Chinese.
Okay.
So yeah, so you can base the voice off of what the Chinese actress
like
is.
A reference.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then from there, like make it your own.
Nice, nice.
And visually, like, are you more into like the concept of like when you're walking around, people watching, like how would you put them as a character? Like you've seen Enrique, like let's say you've never heard his voice.
Yeah.
How would you imagine his voice to come out of, like his actual like persona?
Yeah, based on just like I'm trying to like imagine
NPC,
like
NPC him right now.
Yeah, this place is really cool. Yeah, what a big stage! That band that just
there
played is awesome. So yeah.
Come on, man! You have to do the voice, or you have to do the mouthing.
You know, I like doing voices too.
If he was a character, his name would be Joe Bucky.
Okay.
This is the voice I always go to. Hey guys, what's going on? It's me. I'm down here in Southside Chicago.
Nice.
The goddamn kids are always bothering
that's good.
Me.
That voice reminds me like you're a guy who lives in the forest.
I guess it's all these kids coming.
Rough. Yeah, like rough on the edges.
Too much noise when the damn racket. Yeah.
Too much tobacco.
Yeah, what's up with all that racket over there?
There's always something over there.
Yeah.
Always something.
We will be the anime brothers living in the forest.
Hey, Joe Bucky. Well, with that, like, you know, you're a voice actor. You love it. You do it. You know, you're in computers, of all things. Now, you know, the question that everybody has to
confront,
the AI thing.
Yeah.
So is that something that you think about and go, okay, well, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And at that point, does it feel like more of a motivation to probably pivot to more original work, doing your own animation, your own voice, something that is yours, that is you, human made?
You see, I don't really have any other talents. That's the thing.
Well, okay.
Like, I still do work. Okay, so I don't do voice acting as, like, my main job for, like, income.
Right.
I work with computers. I actually work in, like, the IT department of a hospital.
Love it.
So that's what I do for, like, to, like pay the rent, essentially.
Yeah,
hook
and
it up.
And voice acting is just, like,
looking
extra on top of that.
Yeah.
So to me, it's, like, yeah, the AI stuff is like, it kind of threatens our job. Like, luckily, I have like, even if it's not like a creative, it's like a more of a survival kind of job. I'm in a better position than other people who like only have voice acting.
Gotcha.
Who only are relying
you
on
are.
That.
So
you
at
are.
This point now, you're like, I'm happy I listened to my mom.
Yes. So yeah, unironically, it was a good choice to get like some other like
shout out
like,
mom.
Dem
shout out mama.
Yeah.
Because that's what pays my bills while I can like
pursue what you really want to do. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Nice.
There you go.
Trabajar before. Trabajar.
And what do you think of this whole pop-up going on right now?
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I haven't tried the food yet, but it smells really good.
I had a torta.
Yeah.
It's like a Subway. Right? Fire.
Fire. I have been told the food is very good.
I recommend the torta.
Are you vegan?
No. I can't have dairy, but I'm not vegan.
Oh, she's fine. She's fine.
Yeah.
Nice.
You like hamburgers?
Yeah. Hamburgers are actually my favorite food.
For real?
Yeah. No, unironically, my childhood favorite food was cheeseburgers, but once I got into college, I couldn't eat dairy anymore because I like lactose intolerance. I just get the burger without the cheese.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, I've been doing burger without the bun.
Okay.
Doing lettuce.
The lettuce wrap. Yeah.
Doing the lettuce wrap.
Yeah, because sometimes they make the buns with milk, sometimes. And it's like
some stuff.
Yeah.
Weird stuff.
My stomach hurts.
Bro, you're just getting older.
You keep saying that, man.
We are getting older, though.
We are getting older. You're telling me that as we get older, our bones deteriorate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Didn't believe that. I don't believe that.
It's facts.
That's fucked up, dude.
Facts. We're halfway there, bro.
That's it. We just get better, and then we just start degrading.
Well, that's why you have to exercise.
That's what I was telling you. AI, let's biohack our bodies, dude.
Doing
for real.
You want to depend on AI.
Hey, if it's going to help me not have a bad back, dude.
Just have fun exercise, bro.
But what if your back gets hacked?
Damn.
And it start and the cat in the hat.
Start rapping. Yeah.
But yeah, that's cool, man. I like your story of life, you know? Computer
yeah.
lady at the hospital. At night, voice actor. You know, she's doing
yeah.
It's more like computer lady at 6 a.m. because the hospital is on the East Coast in New York. Oh. Where I'm from. And so because they're on the East Coast, I have to wake up here at like 5 or 6 in the morning nice. To adjust to their time.
Okay.
So it's more like computer lady at the crack of dawn, but the
yeah.
voice actor like after 1 p.m.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. That's good. You got the whole day.
How
yeah.
would someone actually fall into this career, though? Like, what would be the steps to, yeah. like, who do you talk to get into voice acting?
Okay, so for me, like I said, originally I'm from New York. I started to take classes in New York. There are voice acting classes in New York. There are acting classes because way back in the day, Pokemon used to be recorded in New York.
Oh,
like for kids entertainment. I think 4Kids might, I don't know if they're still in existence or anything, but
yeah.
at least back in the 90s, like Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh. So yeah, things like that used to be recorded in New York.
Wow.
So there are like a few projects that you can audition for in New York.
Sick.
But yeah, because yeah, I just started to take classes.
Yeah.
And from there, I made a demo reel, which is, if you don't know what that is like a collection of like different voices that you can do.
Come over here.
My bad.
Yeah. Captain Crunch is letting you know. All right. Thank you, brother. Nice.
So, yeah, I have like a demo reel. It's like different voices that you can do. And from there are some studios that are kind of open to that. Like, you just yeah. check the studio's website. They're like, yeah, we're available for submissions, open to submissions. Just submit using whatever form they have or email they have.
Yeah.
And eventually, they'll get around to you. It's usually not that quick. But I want to say, from the time I started to submit my demo, it maybe took like about a year for me to actually like hear back from a studio and starting to get like actual auditions.
Yeah.
So yeah, just taking classes, and some of these classes are also held by like people who do casting.
Nice.
So if you impress in front of them,
is that called what? PR, or what is that called?
Oh, a casting director.
Casting director. You have to get an agent or something.
I to this day I still do not have an agent. I
nice.
Never had an agent.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey.
Like for some auditions, you need an agent because they don't send it to like individuals.
Yeah.
But for a lot of my auditions, yeah, I never needed an agent. Like I just got on their roster, or I got to know the casting director and they were like, hey, you may be good for this project. We would like to hear your audition for that.
Nice.
So every role I've gotten, I've never had an agent. I just
that's
submit
very
myself
good.
And they, if they liked my audition, they put me in.
Yeah, because usually
role.
You always hear like, yeah, I got an agent that gets the roles for me or whatever. You always got hear that story of the middleman.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And you don't got that. You're doing it yourself.
Yeah, I'm
everything.
Doing it solo.
Solo.
However, there is a like a
more huge, power to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
There is a huge benefit to having an agent, though.
Okay.
Because you can get access to like larger auditions that. For especially for like Western AAA games, usually those only go through
GTA 6.
Yes, right. Like they're not going to audition me for GTA 6 unless I had an agent or I was a part of an agency that gets the audition.
Okay,
let's get her an agent
for certain roles, right?
Yeah.
Got it. Nice.
That's tight.
Yeah. Now doing it this the period amount of time that you've been doing it, are you now being recognized as far as like when you're like. I saw the little girl staring at you when she walked by.
Oh my God.
So do you have like an actual fan base now? Like even though your face is not out there, you're still kind of at least somewhat known because you've been doing it for a good amount of time.
Yeah.
And you have a good, you know, portfolio at this point.
Yeah. I would say because I'm not like too tapped into a lot of social media.
Yeah.
So there's not like a huge like amount of pictures of myself. So what I tend to find is that people will know the role, but may not know that I have voiced that role.
Mm.
So they're familiar with, let's say, Genshin Impact, but they don't know that I'm the voice actor. Mm-hmm. Unless I'm like brought to like a convention or like a pop-up like this or like something, like some kind of event like this that's like game adjacent or anime adjacent or something.
Yeah.
And then they walk by like my table and they're like, wait, that's you?
Yeah.
Nice. So that's how usually I get recognized.
Gotcha.
You got to walk around with a poster of the characters you got.
That's me.
I mean, I do have a banner, actually. I also had like a standing banner, but and I will call them out. The airline WestJet damaged it. I was trying to go to a convention in Canada, and they kind of lost my bag for a couple of days. Like the flight was canceled. It was a whole thing. But now I had like a large standing banner, which is like super easily visible. Like you can't miss it.
Nice.
But now it doesn't like unroll because WestJet did something.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, they gave me a full refund anyway, so it's okay.
Yeah. Let's say if you actually started utilizing social media as far as like with your push of promoting yourself, but then also utilizing the character you're playing, would there be some sort of copyright infringement?
No, because like Twitter is usually the only platform I'm on, and even then, it's like I'm not really looking at it like every single day, maybe just a couple of times a week, but. Whenever I get like a new role, I just go on Twitter and I say, hey, I'm now the voice of like the English voice of so-and-so character and so-and-so property. Like, unless it wasn't cleared by like the license holder or like whoever owns the IP that we can announce that.
Yeah.
Usually they don't really care.
Are we going to get copyrighted since you did the voice?
No. There are some IP holders who are like a little bit strict on like, I can't say, like, anything, for instance, political in, like, his voice, you know?
Gotcha. They don't that's crazy.
Yeah, they don't want me to do that. I get in trouble with the developer.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But, like, usually if it's, like, I'm just repeating a line from what I've already recorded, they don't care about that.
Gotcha.
Nice.
That's cool.
Do you think that should be a thing, though?
For what?
Copywriting voices?
I would say just because she's using the character of the, I guess, whatever... under whatever production they're under.
What if the AI your voice? What are the...
Would
you be pissed?
Yeah, because...
That's my lawyers.
Yeah, that is also a problem. But in the case of the things I work on, there is, like, in the contract, they specifically have an agreement where they, like the people who make the show or make the game, we will not use your voice for AI. See, if they, like... violated that, then that would be like kind of like a court case.
But
they usually have that in the contract saying, we won't feed your voice to AI.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it's good to know. It's good to know. Because you're feeding the beast at that point.
Yeah.
It's just confusing because they could take your voice and then...
your image too.
And you just, you know, blend it and make something new. It's just ridiculous. Like my mom... has a whole playlist of AI music. What is this?
Like on Spotify?
I was looking into it. It's like, look, mijo, it's all good music. And I checked it out. And I'm like, who are these artists?
The record label AI?
And it was just this Chinese guy's name.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And I listened to them. They're pretty, not too bad. And my mom likes them.
Yeah.
Look at this new Christian song, mijo. AI, Bob.
Is there a specific reason of yours why you're not really pushing the social media platforms to promote yourself?
Well, like the only platform, like I can only really keep up with one. I have an Instagram, but I don't look at it. Yeah. I've never posted on there.
Yeah.
But pretty much, like I was more tapped into Twitter maybe a few years ago. But like the state of Twitter and like a lot of social media nowadays has kind of like gone downhill, and so it's like this is a sad place to look at.
Yeah.
So like let me disconnect like a little bit more. So I'm really
gotcha.
It is really ridiculous.
Yeah. No, it's
just wild shit on Twitter, dude.
You're technically in the platform of entertainment, so I would assume because you're trying to promote you, so that you could then potentially get a higher range of whatever jobs that you could get. Me personally, I do like a small business content creation.
Oh, okay.
So I understand what social media is.
Mm-hmm.
It's either the tool that you're going to benefit off of, or it's going to be the distraction. So I'm either going to use it so that I could benefit my client, or I'm going to use it to distract myself. So I, in my head, I'm like, oh, because you're your persona is the business. You know, I'm not asking you to like be on Instagram to look at random stuff. It's only like, go post it and then ghost it. Post it, ghost it.
That's what I do. Yeah. So yeah, I will tap into Twitter maybe twice a week. Like anytime I have like a new role of like any like relevance or whatever. Like if it's just like I'm like girl 17 who screams in the background of episode 8. Like I don't really talk about that. But if it's like a named character in something, then absolutely, I'm always there. Like they announced it within 30 minutes. I'm posting like, hey, I'm in this thing. Okay. Please check it out. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
That is what I do. And then for things like this, for Neo Tokyo Con.
Yeah.
So like I posted like about a month ago, hey, I'm going to be at this thing. And then like a week before, hey, I'm going to be at this thing. And then just today, like 2 hours ago, hey, I'm at the thing now.
Actually here. Yeah.
So like anytime I have like an appearance like this, I'm posting. And anytime I have like a new role, I'm posting. But other than that, few and far between.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. This just the state of
social
media nowadays. It's
exactly.
Like what you said, you like pancakes. You must hate waffles, right?
So yeah. Oh, okay. I see. The trolling part.
Yes.
Going live on TikTok looks fun, though.
Yeah, it is fun.
It's a very chill vibe sometimes.
Really?
Yeah,
I would have expected it was like a bunch of like kids, and I'm not sure if I want like 8-year-olds yelling at me.
No, this is guy doing live telescoping into the stars.
Oh, okay.
And people are just chilling and talking to him, you know, sending him messages, and he's just talking to them. Some donate some money to you.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just like watching these little stars in the skies, and he starts seeing like some things move around. He calls it UFOs, but it's a real telescope pointing to the sky at night at stars. He's zoomed in some type of way. And he's really zoomed in, and then we start seeing like these really small specks of things moving around, zooming around.
Yeah,
and we're like, yeah, it's kind of weird. So that's what's happening.
There's a lot
TikTok.
Of UFO talk right now.
There is. It's the feed. The feed that's getting.
And that's what she's talking about. Like all this, quote unquote, probably nonsense, or is it really useful or whatever? I'd rather log off. Mm-hmm. I'm focused on my work.
True.
No, I could see the benefit as far as like using Instagram or even TikTok for you alone.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I completely understand the idea of the negatives of social media. I'm the same way. I do it for work, but I have to do it as for a purpose.
Yeah.
But for me, like, because you are entertainment, I'm like, that's like your main, sauce. You know, like that for me, it's I'm like, if I was your manager, I'm like, this is what we're going to do today.
Let him manage you, dude.
We're going to have you on the microphone. We're going to have a drawing of the cartoon character. And you're just basically going to start requesting questions from your fans and answering them within the, you know, like the voice of the character. That way you're now building your following as your profession because they're putting two and two. You're branding yourself into the character and yourself. So they're going to recognize you, but they're also going to recognize the character.
Will you sing Happy Birthday with a voice character for $800?
I would do that for free.
For free?
Yeah.
But like somebody, because there's just Cameo.
Yeah.
There's Cameo.
Oh, yeah. Mean like Cameo. Okay.
800 bucks, right? Boom. Will you do it?
Sure, yes. Yeah.
I'll jump on that.
Yeah. Because if it's like, I'm assuming, like, like some 12-year-old.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like charge him that much.
Yeah.
On Cameo, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. What's in the future? What's in the works?
I don't know. Yeah, I can't talk about it.
That's a boo-boo.
She's on Dragon Ball.
Oh, shit.
Next season.
I wish. Like, please. Yeah, I would love to be on Dragon Ball. I grew up watching Dragon Ball.
What trips me out is there's, like, voice actors or females doing boy characters.
Yeah.
It's very common, though. It's very common.
I'm like, what the hell? Bart Simpson's a girl?
Yes.
So, like, even Ash. Goku. Goku's a girl, too.
Goku's a girl?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
And Gohan.
Kakarot.
And Gohan. It's a weird ass name.
Kakarot.
So this next project, which you can't talk about. It's in the works. Top secret stuff going on right now. But you're cooking.
Yes, I'm cooking.
Yeah, all right.
Check my social media. I want to say in like July.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's July. You'll be like doing some announcements next.
Yes.
Nice. On Twitter?
Put it right
here. Yes.
Okay, on Twitter.
Nice. All right.
Isn't it X now?
X.
Yeah, sure, whatever. For the Gen Zs,
you know, for the Gen Zs.
Yeah, I still call it Twitter to this.
Yeah.
Millennials, that's why.
We know what you're talking about.
We don't want to change. We don't like change.
All right, well. Thank you, Kimberly.
All right, thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you for coming through.
Best of luck and everything.
Thank you.
Let me ask you for a favor.
Yeah.
Can you give us a shout out in one of the voices?
Okay.
Yeah, Shada Brown.
Let's see. It's Shada Brown. Okay.
Yeah, dude.
All right. Let me do Naga Toro. Okay. That's another.
All right.
If you haven't seen it, it's kind of rough the first couple of episodes because it's about a girl bully.
Okay.
She's a girl bully.
Okay. Nice.
Senpai, you should check out Shada Brown.
Nice.
Really cool podcast. Check it out, everyone, or else you're a loser.
Beep, 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 beep.
Let's go.
Nice. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being awesome.
Enrique will pay you $800.
Send him the bill on this guy.
Send him the invoice.
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, we're going to take a little break.
Yes, sir.
All right, then.
Thank you so much once again, Kimberly.
And let's have some fun, guys.
Let's go.
Lemonade. Fresh squeeze lemonade. Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
We'll be right back.
Sure.
All right, back again. Another voice actor.
Hello.
And introduce yourself.
My name is GK Bose. And
GK Bose.
Yeah, I love being here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for agreeing to come on.
No, it's great. I was just telling one of the other people, one of the other offenders, I don't really do cons. I've been a mother for the last 20 years, and so it just didn't make any sense for me to leave on weekends and go do cons. I was raising children.
Yeah, you got a responsibility.
And now my children are all in their 20s.
There you go.
And
now you're free again.
I can do cons.
Hell yeah!
Nice.
That's cool.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit of your work? The shows and the characters.
You can hear me as Moonlight Cookie in Cookie Run Kingdom.
And
Lara Matsuda in Street Fighter V.
Street Fighter.
You can hear me in Love, Death, and Robots. I'm in an episode of that. That's Love, on Death, Netflix.
Yes, I saw those. Okay, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I can pull up. I'm bad at all this, like rattling off my credits and things like that.
Yeah, you're good.
But I'm in Agretsuko, a really cute little, it's another Netflix show.
Wow, you are working then. You're doing some big stuff then. Okay.
Thank you.
So, okay.
You gotta stay cooking up.
You hear me every day trying to outsell you like insurance or McDonald's or something. Oh. I do a lot of commercials.
Oh, very cool.
Nice.
Cool. I try to do a little bit of research, but you got like your master's or something in
microbiology, immunology, and molecular genetics from UCLA.
My goodness.
I do voiceovers for a living, much to my parents' chagrin. But they get it.
Do you miss the work?
No, I love science. I will always be a scientist at heart. Always.
Yeah.
So much. It's a beautiful world.
No, it is. Yeah. And it's constantly growing.
Microscopes.
Yeah.
You're a microscope girl.
Yeah. Up. See, microscopes and microphones. You know, I kept the theme.
Everything micro.
Everything micro. Yeah, dude. That's cool.
I kept the theme going. But yeah.
Wow. That's fascinated with microscopes.
Yeah, very impressive.
Oh, thank you.
That's cool, man.
So can you maybe give us a little, was that like a little cameo, what you were saying earlier? A cameo voice? Like an impression of like maybe your favorite character.
Oh my gosh. I'd have to look.
You have so many.
Yeah, so many, bro.
Yeah.
So many. Still don't remember anymore.
I know.
Do them all at once.
Let's see here.
All at once.
One of the jobs that I'm really excited about, I do little incidental characters on Iron Man and his awesome friends and Spidey and his amazing friends on the Disney Channel. It's like the Disney Junior shows.
Oh,
it's where the Avengers are all little kids.
Oh, for the kiddos?
Yeah. It's really cute.
Wow.
It's nice. Super, super cute. Oh, I'm in Outer Worlds 2, Silent Hill.
The game?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
That's cool.
Dune Awakening, the game. Yeah. So a lot of video games. And yeah, Megami, The Elder Scrolls, that's another one.
I play that.
Final Fantasy.
Yo.
Those are some of the
you things. Got a that's you got great. A catalog. You got a catalog.
Well, a lot of the times too, a lot of us voice actors, I'm sure you've heard this, like we do these projects under strict NDA, and they also have code names.
Mm.
So sometimes I don't even know what I'm working on until I see it come out.
Wow.
Oh, you already did like the voice and everything, but you don't know what it's for?
Yes.
Wow. This is that top secret.
It's like for instance, I had no idea I was in the Dune game, Dune Awakening. I had no idea I was in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater game.
Which one?
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4.
Whoa.
I had no idea.
Who grew up playing those?
I had no idea I was in that. Yeah. And this is the one that came out. This one came out in 2025.
Oh, wow. A new one.
It's new.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
In your face, bro.
Like these... because I know they remade the Tony Hawk games.
Yeah.
Yeah, they remade and remastering. They're bringing up a lot of old things back.
That's interesting. So in those games, like, they're characters that you don't have to dig too deep into. So it's like just doing the voice.
Yeah. There are a lot of NPCs.
NPC work.
NPC work is so much fun, you guys.
GTA, right?
So fun.
Did you get GTA?
Yes.
She got GTA.
Yeah. You'll hear me in that one.
Yo, yeah, she can talk about it. GTA 6, dude.
GTA 6?
I don't know. Can we talk about it?
I don't know.
We're talking about it.
You guys are talking about it.
You're not talking about it.
She said nothing.
It's on the record.
No idea what you're talking about.
No.
She has no idea. We brought it up.
Yeah, no, I was in this game that has like a weird title. You know,
it's all rumors.
Yeah.
It's all rumors. We don't know.
Not a clue.
No shit over here.
Not a clue.
Spaghetti, dude.
It's GTA, but which number? I don't know.
Yeah. And how did they actually fall into this type of career path?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
So, I was a microbiologist and molecular geneticist.
Cool. I want to hear about that one.
Did you voice over a germ?
No, you know, I was on the path to getting my PhD. My original goal was to become, I wanted to be Scully. I wanted to be like a medical examiner and work for the FBI. That was like my original secret goal.
Dang.
Yeah.
And anyway, so my senior year, got married, and
the men got in the way, man.
You know,
that's why I keep telling my sisters, don't you worry about the men. Follow your dreams.
And then a year later, a couple years later, I had my first son and wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. I couldn't leave the baby, and I decided, like, you know, being a stay-at-home mom is just the best thing ever, but I kind of want to do a little something for myself. I'm going to take a voiceover class.
Nice.
And it's something that I've always been interested in doing.
Yeah.
And so I loved it. I took another class, and then I started getting auditions and started booking work. And finally, one of my voiceover instructors was like, you should be doing this.
Nice.
You should be doing this.
Agent or no agent?
Oh, I have an agent.
You have an agent.
Yeah. Oh, she got all these cool stuff, dude. Yeah, that's true. That's agent
true.
Stuff. Yeah.
That's true. That's
didn't
true.
We learn a thing, bro? Come on.
That's true. That's true.
That's what she told us.
I had to ask her. I had to ask her.
Yeah, I've always had an agent. Well, not for, like, you know, I booked some stuff before I got my agent. And he was just working with a lot of, you know, casting directors and people in the industry and just, you know, telling people what I wanted to do and working on a demo. Yeah. And then was very fortunate to get an agent. Rather, I won't say quickly, but like it was within a couple of years of me starting my career. And, having an agent for me made all the difference.
Nice.
I know a lot of people these days, you don't really, I hear that you don't really need one anymore, mm-hmm. but for those of us who got into the industry at a certain time, around the same time I did it, having an agent has been crucial to my career success.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine not having any type of representation because I'm too lazy to go out and find work on my own.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. It's not a matter of laziness. It's just a matter of like, I don't know where to look and it would be a whole, and kudos to the people who are, doing it without agents. Yeah. Kudos to the people who are doing this work without agents. And, cause you have to be your own advocate. And I'm like, I don't know how to negotiate a contract.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know the first thing about, you know, okay, if it's one episode versus two episodes versus do I do three voices or five voices, how much more do I need to get paid? I mean, I don't have to worry about any of that. That's why I pay my agent.
Wow.
So you're just the artist.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, you're just
the artist. Some casting and voice directing.
It's good because you get to focus on your craft with more.
Yes.
In a clear head space.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah. I do some voice directing and casting and, which I enjoy, but there is a lot of administrative work that I don't like doing.
Mm.
I'd much rather stick to the creative stuff.
So what is your, sorry, because I was burping, sorry. I didn't want to be rude.
That was the longest.
I didn't want to be rude.
That was like a big pause.
I'm sure your listeners will appreciate that.
I don't think they'll appreciate me going, you know,
this
going
guy.
Out loud. So what's your most proud work in this voice acting industry?
Oh my gosh. When I got the voice of Barbie for Mattel, that was so huge for me.
Wow.
Just, you know, iconic character. I mean, there's a bunch of us. There's a bunch of us women who voice Barbie. There's a lot. It's not just one.
There's a lot of different Barbies.
True. You know, I got to be your what they call her in the Barbie movie, your stereotypical Barbie. I was in a couple of toys.
Wow.
And a video game and, you know, some commercials. So that was a lot of fun to get to.
Do you collect any of these toys?
No, I don't. I wish I could find the one that I did, the Barbie pink townhouse. It's actually like the townhouse that's depicted in the Barbie movie. It looks like the same one.
What?
And it has a little elevator. And when you press a button and you hear Barbie singing in the shower, that's me.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Nice. That's so interesting.
So you got into this work a long time ago, right?
Yeah, about 20 years.
That's a lot of years.
Yeah.
20 years.
Yeah, so you got a catalog.
When you discovered that is a possibility to do, how did that came about?
I've always loved cartoons. I grew up watching anime and, you know, the Smurfs and, you know, those classic, you know, 80s, 80s, early 90s cartoons. You know,
I asked this question on the last guest. Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network?
Oh, I was all about Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon again. That's two.
I was all about Nickelodeon. Can't do that on television. Are you serious? Like, come on. Like, Nickelodeon was the channel to watch. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I totally grew up on that stuff. And there were some really great. So this makes me angry. It makes me angry because I'm like, why is nobody talking about this? There was a great show on Nickelodeon called Belle and Sebastian.
Belle and Sebastian.
And there's a band named Belle and Sebastian. And I'm like, they named themselves after that show. Like, why is nobody talking about this? Why is nobody talking about how, like, that amazing show?
What year was that show?
Oh, gosh, it was, let's see.
Because I watched a lot of cartoons when I was younger.
For real?
Especially Nickelodeon.
I didn't have premium cable growing up. I just had Channel 5 and 10.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like 84, 5, 6, somewhere in there.
In the 80s.
In the 80s, yeah. It was a great show.
That's before our time, bro.
Yeah, that's before me.
Yeah. You guys were little, but I'm like, Bella's bad. Who is this band ripping this name off this amazing show? And
yeah.
Nobody's saying anything.
This is robbery.
Talk about this
cease
show.
And desist.
A good day.
Yeah, like that old school anime. That shit was fun. Like Nickelodeon had a lot of that fun stuff.
So that was your show. That was your shit.
That was one of my favorites to watch when I was a kid.
Nice. Yeah.
But I want to know how she got into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
How she got started.
Oh, anyway, back to your original question.
My brother and I, we're both
a little Aspie on the spectrum, but we've always been very good at mimicking voices.
Yeah.
And especially my brother, he's really good. I've even actually been able to get him a couple of voiceover jobs. He's an English professor. He's very, very talented. So I just grew up, he and I, just doing voices and giving our pets voices and like I said, imitating people, doing voice matching.
Yeah.
I always knew, like,
it's in your blood.
Yeah,
how about your mom? How about your mom? She'd be talking voices to you?
She would too. She would write stories and read the characters.
Wow.
And read the different character voices, things like that.
It's in your family, dude.
It is. Yeah, we're just like,
is it in your kids?
My youngest son was a very successful little voice actor.
That's trippy, dude.
It's in the family.
It just passes on. What is that energy? What is that?
I don't even know.
It's just power of influence.
But now, and he's had the opposite. He started out as a little actor, and now he's going into the medical field.
Oh wow, very cool.
Okay, can't be mad at that.
Yeah.
You want to be a doctor?
Have you ever seen like viral clips where it's like a cat and another cat, and it's like do voiceovers and they go viral and stuff. You ever thought of doing something like that?
Oh gosh, no. I like watching it as entertainment.
Yeah.
Because that means I have to do the shit myself. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm not taking a video. I'm not recording. I'm not editing. No.
Yeah, okay.
Nice.
Just bring me work. Boom.
Well, I work hard for the work that I get. Don't get me wrong. But I'm not sitting here just waiting. Like, oh, please just give me work. But I'm like, I get for the people who again, my hat goes off to the people who create their own content. That shit's hard to do. It's so time consuming.
You really have to love creating
content.
That's exactly what we told the previous guests. Like, at a time where AI's a thing, you know, at that point, that's going to be inedible. It's going to happen.
Oh, for sure.
So if you want, you know, at this point, I think it's the best time to do your own creative work. People are going to want human work,
the human element,
your own character, your own voice. People would want that.
Yeah,
authenticity. You know, I think it's a good time. That's a good time. It might look scary. You know, sound scary.
Is there a specific character type that you've noticed when it comes to like actual voiceover, like people? Like, I know, like, in high school, I would always depict the drama kids as being a little bit obnoxious and weird.
Sure, sure.
Too much energy for me.
Yeah,
and then the band kids were a little bit within the same concept, but a little bit more reserved. And then the photography kids were a little bit more quieter because they're behind the camera.
Yeah.
As a voiceover character or voiceover people,
interesting.
Is there something within that you notice it? I'm like, in them?
You mean as the artists themselves?
Or as a person, like you could point them out, like, oh, that person would be definitely a voiceover guy.
That's an interesting question.
Or creative.
Or like, that's an anime person right there.
Or a creative person.
You know, that's kind of funny. Like, the commercial people are a little bit more subdued. And it also depends on if the voiceover artist also does on camera. They can be a little bit more, you know, theatrical.
Okay.
And your anime people are the most, like your theater kids.
Oh, okay.
Okay. He's theatrical
a little bit.
You are
very animated.
But I ain't no scientist. Shit,
you didn't get that part, bro.
I didn't get that
not that part. You missed that part. It flew over his head.
It's okay.
Nice. And so can you give us a voice?
Oh gosh.
Oh yeah. Please, what's up with that?
Yeah. I was waiting on that.
You got nothing on.
I was waiting on that.
Let's wake her up, bro. Like, I feel like you guys just kind of push people into like, because if when people say like, hey, you're a photographer, can you take me a good picture? I'm like, well, it doesn't happen that way.
I'm like, I love you guys, but like, do y'all work for free?
Exactly.
Oh, we gotta pay up. We gotta pay up.
Damn.
Take out your wallet.
It's an invoice.
Dang. You betrayed us, buddy. You're supposed to be on our side. Hell no, man.
As much as I do animation and anime and video games, I am at heart like more, like you're more, I'm a the photographer.
Yeah, the introvert.
I'm way super introverted. Yes, I don't do cons. I was just like, this is the first con I've done in about 5 years.
Okay.
I don't do interviews either.
Well, thank you so much for interviewing.
Thank you for agreeing.
Of course. Yeah. No, I mean, it's not that I don't like to do it.
Yeah.
It's just that I just typically either don't have the time or the emotional or mental brain capacity.
I feel like I'm in the same boat as far as like I'm an introvert, but because we're in the now, our society is built off of social media. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, you have to love what you do.
Yeah,
you have to love it so much that you have to almost like understand the hate about what you're doing.
Absolutely.
And we're in the podcasting world. I don't even like talking, and I'm in podcasting.
Yeah.
But I like
real dude.
Yeah,
I like introvert too, man.
Yeah, he is introvert.
He's introvert for sure.
So, me interviewing somebody, hearing their story, I would rather ask you the question than you ask me the question.
Oh, yeah.
So this is where my love for it, as far as like, I want to know more about the person.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and, you know, like the concept of like getting to know you, feeling the energy. I'm like, I kind of, off of the last interview from the last voiceover girl, I felt like she was an introvert as well.
Oh, yeah. A lot of us are.
Sure, dude.
There has to be something, you know, like you guys aren't really showing your face. So that's why you guys are more the voice.
Yeah. And doing this job, we're in a little closet all day long.
Yeah.
So seeing people. And you record, it's perfect for an introvert.
You record at home?
Yes.
You have your own setup?
Yes.
You
got a badass microphone?
Yeah.
What you got?
Yeah. I've got a Neumann T102.
Okay.
I mean, it's badass enough for me.
Okay. Okay.
It works for my purposes.
Oh, very cool.
You know, got the whisper room.
The whisper room.
With the Rolex padding.
You have your own little.
I have a
closet.
The studio. Yeah. Nice. So you were just
building it yourself, you probably paid somebody.
I had the whisper room company. I mean, you're welcome, whisper room. This is a shout out for you guys. They come in pieces and you put it together.
Assemble them yourself.
Assemble them. Yeah,
almost like a sauna. I had to assemble my sauna.
Yeah, exactly. It's like that.
Okay.
It looks like a sauna. It's funny because when the kids would come over, I'm like, you guys, why do you have a sauna in your office?
For real. It does feel like a sauna.
Yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
So for being an introverted person, not having to go any, like, oh gosh, when COVID hit, the dream. Wow. My dreams came true.
Let COVID happen again.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not going anywhere.
I don't have to go anywhere. I don't see anybody.
What a vibe.
This is perfect.
I love Amy's and working from home.
Hell yeah. It was a good time. It was a bad time.
But it was a great time. It was the best of times.
Excuse for not to go in and saying hi to everybody.
Yeah.
It was a vibe, dude. I was walking around looking at the sun.
Right.
I would go to LA in 30 minutes. There's no traffic.
Dolphins came back into the canal.
Let's do something.
I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Humans
are a virus, a plague on this planet.
There's a fly here, bro.
To be eradicated.
They like you, bro.
No, I want to still live a little bit.
All right.
I want to still touch the ground and see the sun.
A voiceover on the fly.
Let me live.
There's a fly right here. I know.
You didn't shower, bro.
Take this guy out, though.
It's hot in here, bro.
Eliminate him.
Eliminate him.
We don't know what.
Yeah.
We don't need no more Rams.
Yeah. These guys are the characters off of the podcast. I'm more of the... I want to listen.
The anchor. He's the anchor.
Oh, I love it.
He grounds us.
I'm just chilling half the time. I'm like, I like to chill.
Oh, I love it.
You like his hair?
Love it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You're originally from California?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it easy hair to braid?
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know. How would she know, bro? She's not a hairstylist.
I'm not a hairstylist.
She got a braided hair.
But she's not a hairstylist, bro.
Oh, my bad.
Okay.
I do my own hair. Shit.
He's not a scientist.
I'm not a scientist. I ain't no barber, dude.
He's not a scientist.
I just ask questions, dude. If it happens, it happens, dude. That's cool.
I'm looking at those snacks over there. I'm starting to get hungry. Mm. They look really good.
Did you get any food from the food truck?
No, I got to do that before they leave.
You got to go.
Yeah. Torta. Get the torta.
The torta.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry too.
Fire.
Ooh. I'm getting hungry.
I had that earlier.
Started to eat.
I got it. Fire. I highly recommend.
And now that you're saying that your kids are getting a little older, are you now in your head expecting yourself to do a little bit more in person and kind of stuff like this?
I was thinking, now that I don't have to be home every weekend and be, you know, be on mom duty, I can actually get out more and do, you know, do cons.
And is this something you want to do though?
It's something that I don't want to do it every weekend. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I know there's the people who do, I don't know how they do it. It's something that I would do a few times a year,
okay,
for sure.
Okay.
Nine. Yeah.
Do you well, I know you just got started on actually coming through being in person.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying it so far?
So far, yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's like I love seeing all the, you know, the costumes and like and all the, you know, just the enthusiasm on the fans' faces.
Yeah.
Now, being an introvert, for me personally, sometimes when I'm around too many people, I get my energy just goes.
Yeah, I get exhausted.
It, yeah, it gets drained. For your you, like, how do battery. You do it?
Oh, that's why I don't do cons.
Oh, okay.
people think I'm a jerk. It's like, why? He was so mean. I'm just tired, dude. Like, I don't got time to talk to you.
I know how to put face.
Yeah.
Like, so no one's going to notice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know how to act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him, he came in cranky this morning. So,
what you want me to do about
he's
it,
an extrovert.
Man.
So I'm like,
what you want me to do?
This is your world.
Yeah. But
for me, it's I'm always business oriented. I'm like, I'm going to act happy even though I'm not happy.
Yep.
but it's just one of those things that we have to manage as a society, you know, like, I'm not going to take my anger off of anything because I don't feel a certain type of way.
Somebody asks me how I am. If I tell them the truth, they're going to call. They're going to 5150 me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have to lie and say I'm great.
Yeah, exactly. You have the voice and everything. High-pitched voice and
exactly.
everything. Yeah.
And then I'm just like, Like, it takes me a while to recover from these things. So that's why I could only probably do a few a year.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
As it
when you scream, huh? Hell yeah.
And probably the voiceover probably requires it sometimes
you know?
yeah you can't.
I had an audition yesterday where I had to do some screaming.
There you go.
You scream. Dude,
how's it feel to be immersed in this whole anime sphere? Like, you're part of the culture.
Yeah,
you know, how's
feel? It's pretty fucking cool, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah One of my very first anime jobs that I got was Senna in Bleach, the Bleach movie, and that was almost 20 years ago. I hope they do like a 20-year anniversary or something. But yeah, she was the female lead in that, and that kind of threw me into the anime world.
Nice. Animes are pretty deep, man.
Yeah,
it's not just literally like equivalent to a good Spielberg movie, man.
Bro,
there's some really
anime
good ones.
Movies will fuck
the productions
you up
are
too.
Really good.
The story, the actors, sure. characters, way better than what we have right now.
For sure.
It's incredible.
Way deeper.
That's why people are into it now.
Have you seen Grave of the Fireflies?
No, I hear it's so good.
Oh my god. It will fuck you up.
Watch that.
It will fuck you up.
It's on my list.
You will cry. It will make you cry.
See, I don't cry.
I haven't had an American movie make me cry in a while.
Bro,
Simba from Lion King.
My wife put that on and I was like,
What's it on?
We saw it on, I believe it was HBO.
Okay, I'll check it out.
I believe it was on HBO.
Oh, okay.
Bro.
Is it a series?
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
You don't need to check that out.
Yeah,
it's a movie.
If you feel like crying,
I want to cry. I want to cry.
I need to get in touch with my feelings that I stuff deep down.
Sometimes you got
to
let it out. This movie will do that.
Take a shot of tequila.
Bro, imagine drinking and watching it.
Yeah, dude. What's that?
Oh.
Is that crazy?
That's not a good recipe.
Oh, he's going to start crying right away.
Oh, I'm already. I'm looking forward to that. I might watch that tonight when I get home.
There you go.
Yeah, Grave of the Fireflies. Try that one.
Okay.
Try it out. Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, there's some out of this world anime. I mean, there always has been.
Yeah.
It's such a the wild, wild west when it comes to the wild, wild east.
Yeah.
Is there a specific character that you haven't unleashed yet, but it's in the back of your head? I'm like, ooh. I wish I had that character.
I don't know.
Because I envisioned it sounding like this, or that personality would be like this.
That's a great question.
A character that was that never left you. A character that never left you. Like, that was a pretty fun character. Had a good time.
I mean, probably Barbie. I mean, that was probably one of my favorite characters that I ever did. But, you know, I also really, on Algretsuko, I'm a character named Tsunoda. Like, she's just this little fiery, bubbly, high-pitched, like, outgoing thing. And she's on social media all the time. And, like, she's the exact opposite of me.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I think that I love that, being able to do a character that I'm just not, but, you know, and it's in, and it's, and even though I am not, I can just do, okay, well, what would make me cringe? That's what Tsunoda's probably going to do. And so I guess it's fun to tap into that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I like that.
Do you have a dream character?
Oh gosh.
Like, you saw, and like, I would love to play that.
Oh, I am, you know, it's hard to say because, of course, you know, we always, as voice actors, we always want to get you know, whatever we're auditioning.
Yeah, yeah, you probably want
a long-term character, right? Like a Bart Simpson or
But I think for me, my dream job is a
Disney movie,
a long-lasting commercial campaign.
Campaign.
Like the voice of, you know, like a flow.
Yeah,
progressive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's my dream job. Okay. Something like
that.
Wow. Okay. A Coke commercial.
Something like
long-term.
Something that is going to keep going for, you know, a long-term campaign.
Yeah. They should make a female Allstate.
Yeah.
Because you know how there's always that guy?
There's that guy. Yeah.
You and Goo Hands, like, with super deep
voice.
He has
a big voice.
Deep. I mean, like,
he's got a great voice.
You ever met him?
No, I've never met him.
Dang.
They need to make a female one.
Yeah,
or like Mayhem from Allstate, you know, something like that, but a voiceover.
I'll beat up.
Yeah, or like the Geico, Gecko.
Oh,
yeah, that's a female. Introduce a female.
Because it's not really you; it's just the character.
Exactly, yeah. That would be a dream job.
That'd be tight.
Yeah. Something like that.
The gecko finally meets like a female gecko.
Oh, okay.
And but wouldn't that be sexist though? Like a like you need insurance because.
Yeah. Nah, she's oh
dang.
I'm like, why are you replacing the gecko? What are you saying?
No.
True, I wouldn't want to replace the...
Or something romantic story, like, oh, like they find a female companion or whatever. That'd be...
What is this?
I don't know.
Just don't replace my Allstate guy. I like his voice.
You like that voice? It's kind of hard to replace that. Yeah. That's a hard one.
You can sink me to sleep, dude.
Yeah, right?
No, for real.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you guys for having
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much.
And agreeing since you don't do too many, but
for real.
There you go. We got you.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Yeah.
So to have met you guys.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And good luck on everything, too.
Thank you. Thank you. Where can I hear this?
Oh, it will be available very soon on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Awesome.
So we're available everywhere.
All right. So
your preferred platform.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to take a quick little break. We'll be right back.
Let's go.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
We got some familiar faces up in here.
It's Gilligan.
Gilligan and Isaiah's.
He came back.
It's Gilbert.
He came back, bro.
Gilbert is in town for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah.
Yes.
For you guys that didn't know, he was always behind the camera. He never left.
Yeah.
I imagine. Yeah. He was growing his mustache.
I just needed to go undercover for a moment.
Behind the camera, he's like, I'm going to grow my mustache.
And we got my brother, Isaiah's.
Hey, what's up, guys?
If you're OG from Shade of Brown, you know these familiar faces.
Yeah. So remember your outro?
My outro.
Yeah, you would always do the outro, bro.
No, he would do the break.
I would do the plugins.
The plugins.
Yeah, the plugins.
And the outro, right?
The outro. Yeah. Actually, you're right.
See, I remember. Yeah. I was a listener.
Okay.
A listener.
Yeah, and my brother had a pop-up here as well, selling jerseys.
I actually got one of your shirts, bro.
Yeah. Plug them in.
Supportive.
Show support. Mexico. Let me actually take it out of the bag.
If you guys ever want to check us out, it's at legacysportswear.co.
Already plugging himself in.
Yeah. I follow him, so.
Okay, show us that.
Nine. Dang, dude. Where'd you get that?
Hey, bro. Where'd you steal that from? Bro.
What's the store called?
Hey, put it on right now.
The World Cup is coming up, so get your
jerseys,
you
guys.
I already know where you're going to wear that. Mm-hmm.
Sir. I'll wear it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Tomorrow. Nice. There you go.
Oh, you're going to come through, right? I started a coffee event business.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy doesn't tell me anything.
Yeah, it's called La Canchita.
La
Canchita, bro.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, we're blending in the World Cup.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, with
nice.
Coffee.
Oh,
yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
I saw what you did there.
What?
That's You're really blending good. In the World Cup with coffee.
That's what the canchita, bro. Think about
it. Yeah. I know, but I know what you did there. Nice.
Yeah, I like it. There you go.
Nice, brother. So, yeah, you guys had fun? You guys did your thing?
Yeah, really fun. They have good drinks here. It'd be great.
How are the sales today?
I actually got a couple.
Yeah,
I actually got a couple. I mean, I wasn't expecting much, But you know, I was happy with
it's a start.
Even just like just one or two. Like,
are you creating content while you're doing it though?
No, one because my phone camera is cracked.
What do you?
So even if I tried,
his wife got mad and threw it.
Yeah, it's not gonna come out good. Yeah. They're gonna be. Wow. I'm gonna post a reel. They're gonna be like, "What is this?" They're gonna unfollow me.
Can't even afford a good phone.
Wow, times are tough. Hey, look,
and we got Enrique coming up in here.
He looked at me. He was like,
"Where'd you go?
What is this guy doing in my seat?"
Yeah,
he made business calls.
He had to go make a phone call.
That's your mom?
Family. Now, Enrique is in the 102s.
Yeah.
He's behind the camera. You guys switch spots. Yeah. So, it's a beautiful thing happening over here at Transplants. Our first time here doing a pop-up at Transplants. Beautiful thing. We're always here hanging out before, you know. Sometimes we'll come hang out, like watch the Lucha Libre, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you actually miss being on the podcast?
Oh,
either of you guys?
It was a good times. Yeah. Some good times.
So that's a no. They don't miss it.
I had a lot of good memories. I do miss it. Yeah.
I do in a sense. It's just my time got a lot tighter.
Yeah, and I moved out of state. So
yeah.
No, you didn't.
I do other camera work.
I thought you were still on the cameras.
I know. You're behind the camera the whole time.
I edit the videos.
Behind the camera full time.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, but yeah.
Favorite?
Do you actually listen to the pod?
I do. Actually, mostly just the clips because it's hard for me to really sit down and just be like,
because of the kids.
Yeah.
Favorite memory when you were on?
Gilbert?
Favorite memory?
I had a lot of memories, dude. Because back then, like, me and Ramon, we used to like drink on the pod and we used to get lit, you know? So,
yeah. So you remember?
There's a lot of funny moments, you know, when you're lit, you're just funny moments. And I think we had a lot of funny moments, good moments at the warehouse.
Oh, we used to be at the warehouse.
The break room, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was best.
What I liked more about it was the NGLs.
Oh, he misses the NGLs.
NGLs were the best, dude. Funny moments.
Dude, there was some out-of-pocket.
Yeah, dude.
Some really out-of-pocket.
A lot of things like we can't say here right now, you know, but.
Yeah, there's
kids
around.
There's children
around.
We're rated R back then.
But if you guys ever are interested, just go back on the old videos. And so
what about you?
I want to say the same thing, actually, because those things are so funny. Like, whenever you said that we got 10 of them this time, I'm like, dang, I wonder what crazy things people wrote.
Yeah, dude, it's fun moments, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now it's we got some of the old crew here, and then we got some of the new crew here. So we're only missing one person here.
Yeah.
And it would have been the full.
He was going to show up.
Yeah, Anthony.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He's just busy right now.
Yeah, that would have been sick if he was here too. It, literally, like, everyone would be here.
Everyone's leaving Rams. I'm next.
I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave.
Next year, visiting. And you'll be asking me the same question.
Yeah. But,
I'll be here too.
So, you're here in town for?
Visiting family.
Okay.
And until this Sunday.
Nice.
So, a little nostalgia.
Yeah.
Nostalgia trip.
You bought anything around here?
I bought a pin. Like you can see, it's like the Nintendo pin.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I bought beer, you know.
He also got a hat from me.
I bought a hat from him, too.
He bought that mustache, too.
Yeah.
It's not real.
I actually found it.
Yeah, it's not real, bro.
It was on the floor.
It was on the floor, dude, and I just put it back on, dude.
That's
the bathroom floor, actually.
It's actually a gummy worm. It's just hair stuck to it. All the hair on the
floor. What inspired you to actually grow?
It was like the gummy worm, but then he went down on the chick.
Because
mustaches
aren't like popular no more, you know?
It's
usually the beard.
It's because I'm with the Texas, really popular out there.
Oh, it's a lot of games.
I think I got an influenced out there, dude.
A lot of Freddie Mercury's out there.
I told him that he looks like the firefighters from out here.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
That's what I get a lot.
Yeah, are you going to become a firefighter?
I want to now.
You look like one.
You should.
I have the height and the mustache.
Yeah, definitely. I could see you picking up somebody.
You're strong.
You know? Someone from the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see you as a firefighter. Or even a cop. I could see you as a cop, too.
Cop.
Yeah.
I'd
be the cop that's more lenient. Like, it's all right. Just don't do it again.
Just don't speed again anymore.
Just do it again.
Just don't do it again.
You're under arrest.
Like, please pull over.
Hey, how do you want to pay for this ticket?
Wow.
I'll let you go. You got to do something. Ready, dude.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you doing over there, Enrique?
What you want? Oh, thanks.
Yeah, so...
It's fanny pack.
How many jerseys do you have, Isaiah?
I don't even know.
In total.
I don't even know. Too many.
Just a number is like above 50 or?
Above 100.
Above 100.
Triple digits?
Yeah.
Triple digits.
Above 100. Mostly soccer jerseys because right now we're in the time that the World Cup is going to be happening.
Like usually what sells most?
It just depends on the time.
Oh, okay.
The season.
Do you do a lot of vendor stuff? Or is mostly
this
online?
This is actually my first time doing the pop-up thing.
In a while, right?
Yeah. Before, I used to do it to helping out my friend. Mm-hmm. And this is my first one under me, mm-hmm. you know, my own. And,
okay.
I actually have another one in 2 days.
Okay, at the AV.
The fairgrounds.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to be with there? Oh, yeah, nice. Shout out, Albert.
The fairgrounds.
Oh, at the fairground. Yeah. Oh, shoot. But now shout out Albert.
Next week is with Albert.
Okay, very cool.
Oh, next. So okay.
Now you can shout him out.
All right, shout out.
Above millions.
Above millions.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you actually planning to start doing your social media as far as promoting yourself?
Yeah, I actually have an IG. I plugged it in earlier.
Okay.
If you guys heard that.
What is it called again?
Legacy Sportswear.
Okay.
Legacy.co. Legacy Sportswear. Okay.
He's drunk, bro.
The legal.
This is his first one.
He's Mexican. No sabe.
He got drunk off of Coke.
Yeah,
off Coke. I had one beer.
But yeah, it's really cool. It's fun. Like I like the vibes. I like the. This is actually my first time inside transplants too.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah. It's really big. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Right here. This is where they have like shows. This is where they had the Lucha Libre here.
I heard they host Smash Bros events.
Yeah, I saw the flyer.
Yeah,
but I think that was our cue right there.
All right, guys. Yeah. Shade of Brown, shut it off.
Yeah, shut up, Shade of Brown.
It was nice being on for a few minutes.
Right. Yeah, it was nice seeing you guys again.
Good seeing you guys.
Being part a little cameo presence here.
You sent them your letters of fans. You know, yeah, like,
gracias.
Do you guys want them back? You know, so I could retire.
No petition.
If you guys
poll.
You know, we could share the spotlight every now and then.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I can't make it, so your brother could
you
go
wanna
through.
You want to fill in?
Yeah.
Fillers?
Call out sick.
You guys are fillers?
Yeah, call out sick.
And yeah. And if you're an OG listener or watching and then you see these faces here, let us know. Leave a comment. You're like, hey, I remember those guys.
Do you guys miss us?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you guys miss us?
Be honest.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, this is Shade of Brown. Enrique is over there wandering around. He's having fun. And Isaias, Gilbert, Irvin, Enrique, me, Ramsey, signing off. See you guys on the next one.
Bye, guys.
Get in here.
Well, where are you at? Where are you at, man?
You want to say something?
I feel like you leave. Like, you wander around. Like,
man, this has been sick.
What's up, you cocksuckers, dude? What the fuck, dude?
We've been sick outside.
This guy's like a cranky ass old man today, bro. Yeah. He's been mad all day.
Hey, what's up? This is Shady Brown. Peace out.
Peace out, guys. Peace out. They're about to start the music.
I got to go to the bank, man.
Later, guys.
Bye.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.